We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the drive is back as a little earlier this time. Seth Payne, we'll talk to him next week, hopefully. But Brooks Cabina, our Texans insider, who a lot to get to with him because he was at the Alabama Pro Day, so he was able to put his eyes on guys like Bryce Young and Will Anderson and other players there in Alabama and talk to guys there. And then obviously with the owners meetings happening and all the players or all the coaches and GMs down there as well. So a lot to get to. But first, Clint's 45 years old and he ran out of gas yesterday. And this is the third time in the last 5 years. I just want to know, when is the last time you ever ran out of gas?
Okay, it's a good story. I had a GMC
Jimmy,
1991, and I was driving to Garner State Park out like 90 miles past San Antonio. I don't know if anybody knows where that is.
Hell yeah, are you kidding me?
I love Garner.
Okay, all right. So you go over those hills, and this was the crappiest car ever. I paid $500 for my great grandmother's sister to have it. Nothing worked. The fuel gauge didn't work. The window wouldn't roll down. The radio didn't work. It had like a short fixture, and I like hit a speed bump after a year and a half. The music went on, and then I hit another one, and then it went off, and I never heard it again. But so I didn't know how much fuel was in the thing, and I went up to the top of the hill, ran out, and I looked at my buddy, and we're like, uh-oh. But on the other side, I would kid you not, was that Shell station, and we coasted down straight into it. And that was the best day because we would have been stuck out there probably for a long time. So, yeah, that was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. All right. That the only time you ever run out of gas?
No. The Jimmy, like I said, like I didn't see anything. I had no idea how much gas was in that thing. And I didn't have the window to roll down in that thing. So, like, it was hot and I was in the summer and I would be sweating. And the way I had an AC, I'd go to a gas station. And I'd change in my swimsuit. I'd buy a bag of ice, and then I'd have it in my like my lap as I was driving one handed. And when it melt, I'd go buy another one. That was how I would. That was that car. So,
God,
that's
man.
Intense right there. That's
really intense.
Good time. Oh, hill country coast, baby. That's nice.
Good times. Wow. All right. All right. So, man, the owners' meetings are going on. D'Amico talked about a few things, talked about free agency. What's a big thing that stuck out hearing from the head coach?
Well, I mean, him evaluating the free agency class was really interesting. Wrote about that today. I mean, he was just talking about how he looked at the series of free agents that were out there and how the Texans didn't get themselves caught into any bidding wars. I mean, that was the thing. Is like at the start of the free agency process, I mean, just you could look at a lot of the different players at the top, they were setting the markets at the 20th. And then you'd see a lot of players underneath that just didn't really, you know, hadn't really played or started across the board. And the Texans, you know, weren't getting into, you know, 3-year, 4-year deals with those kinds of players. And that doesn't mean that they were cheap. I mean, I looked more into it yesterday myself when I was looking through it. Like when they signed Sheldon Rankins to a one-year $10 million deal, like that's if that was elongated over 3 years, that's the kind of spending that a lot of these other teams were doing right now. So the Texans have the second most free agency signings. Their total money is ranked 18th, and that's because of the yearly value there. And next year, once that keeps them within flexibility to go and chase free agents that they feel were worth it there. So the other thing that's interesting, I was following a Texans cap. He works with over the cap, a lot of good stuff from his content contract with Sheldon Rankins, and like just how they're spreading that out. They're doing voidable years, which really allows a team to spread out their cap hit over time, but they still only play within 1 year. That means that they're bringing in players that they like, giving themselves the flexibility to re-sign them later. And Dalton Schultz is kind of in that category too, and I think that's actually who he was talking about. But So, you know, those kind of players, Jimmy Ward, he said, you know, so he talked about him, former team captain with the 49ers, played safety for a long time last year, moved to nickel, kind of made it known that he didn't want to, and he wanted to go back and play safety. And someone asked D'Amico Ryans if he had to make him promise that he'd play safety. He laughed and said he can play a lot of places, but he's going to play safety. So he confirmed. He's like, okay, now you've got Jimmy Ward at safety. You have Jalen Petrie at safety. You look at the rest of it. You talked about the defensive line and how he still thinks that there are prospects that he likes to go and pursue. Named center as a position that they still needed to add to. So really confirming a lot of the things that people that we've been talking about. You know, they don't have a clear starter at center. We asked him about quarterbacks, and that's the big thing. You know, he doesn't think that Bryce Young's size is a problem, and he went on a long extended answer about that. And that's a promising sign for a team that may not have the choice between C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And I was sitting at the table too. I mean, this is just too coincidental not to have been planned, and I've talked to a lot of people around here who think it is. I mean, right whenever all the AFC coaches sat down, so John Harbaugh with the Ravens being one of them, Lamar Jackson hit that tweet send for all of his for his trade demand, and I was sitting next to D'Amico at the time, and I just kind of showed him the phone. I said, hey, you would have no idea about this until now, but what do you think? Are you interested? Like, is he a guy that you guys would want to pursue? And he looked at it, and he was like, well, you know, in terms of veterans, like, we're always looking at guys. So kind of like, you know, non-answer, but they are considering all kinds of options for quarterback. And so that was kind of a wide-ranging 20, 30 minutes with D'Amico. And, I mean, he seemed comfortable, engaging. He talked a lot about his own time as where he wanted to become a coach, how he wanted to do it, the kind of free agents he wanted to bring in. And a lot of it kind of spoke to his introductory press conference where he was, you know, just being excited about coming back to Houston and wanted to get people that were going to do that too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.